This course is intended to help you pass the NREMT exam in order to become a Certified Emergency Medical Responder, or EMR. The EMR is the first line of defense in many communities that need emergency services in the event of an accident, illness, or injury. You will need to know the basics of first aid, as well as how to do cardiopulmonary resuscitation as part of becoming an EMR. You will also need to know how to examine a patient and what questions to ask them. Common medical complaints like headache, shortness of breath, chest pain, and abdominal pain are all things you will have to understand and manage as a first responder. By the end of this course, you will understand how to be a bridge between the field and emergency services in a hospital or emergency department. Chapter 1 in the course introduces first aid as it is practiced by the emergency medical responder. Not every patient or victim will need to be urgently transported to the emergency department and can be managed with some common sense approaches to everyday injuries. In addition, first aid, when properly administered, should do three things, often referred to as the three P's of first aid. 1. Preserve life. 2. Prevent further injury, and 3. Promote recovery. This chapter will help you accomplish these. The topic of Chapter 2 is patient assessment. As an emergency medical responder, you will take a basic history and will perform a focused physical examination. The physical examination is divided into the primary survey and the secondary survey, which will have to be repeated at different intervals depending on the situation. Once these have been done, decisions will have to be made about the best position to place the patient in, which is also a part of this chapter. The purpose of Chapter 3 in the course is to cover the emergency medical responder's management of breathing emergencies. It starts with a discussion of the major anatomical structures and physiology of the respiratory system, and the diagnosis and management of airway-related issues. The diseases you might encounter in respiratory emergencies are covered, such as asthma, shortness of breath, and drowning. The EMR might also apply oxygen to patients and may need to assist a respiratory patient in the use of their prescribed metered dose inhaler or nebulizer. The different cardiology-related emergencies are discussed in Chapter 4 in the course. The chapter starts with the anatomy and physiology of the heart and circulation, including the coronary artery circulation and the electrical activity of the heart. The EMR will often have to evaluate and manage the patient with chest pain, which may or may not be of cardiac etiology. Disorders of blood pressure, such as hypertensive emergencies and shock, will need aggressive management at times, so these will be important to learn about. The focus of Chapter 5 is cardiopulmonary resuscitation and the use of automated external defibrillators. Anyone who attends to the cardiac patient should be able to flawlessly perform CPR on adults, infants, and children. AEDs are also used for all ages of patients. You should also understand the basics of implantable defibrillators because some patients will have these, and you should know how to manage the patient who has sustained a foreign body aspiration. Chapter 6 in the course discusses the anatomy and physiology of the human nervous system and the different nervous system disorders a first responder may attend to. Ways to evaluate loss of consciousness and to approach the unconscious patient are covered, as well as the emergency medical response to nervous system conditions such as concussion, headache, seizures, and syncope. These are the more common things an emergency responder will encounter related to the nervous system in adults and children. The main things discussed in Chapter 7 are pharmacology in emergency medicine and toxicological emergencies. There are a few medications that a basic life support provider can give. The EMR should know these drugs and how they are used in emergency situations. There are also many different toxicological emergencies in emergency medicine, such as medication allergies.